19th Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. We're learning now Hilchos Mila b'Shabbos. Rabbi Leza Oimer, Im lo heivi kli me'er Shabbos mevi'im b'Shabbos. He has a tremendous chiddush. He holds that not only things that must be done on Shabbos are permitted to be, you're permitted to be mechal Shabbos for a bris on the eighth day, but even if it's something that could technically have been brought before Shabbos, like they forgot to bring certain the knife or whatever, he holds you'll have a carriage just to grab in order to make the bris on Shabbos. We do not pass like him. He says, you should bring a refill so people shouldn't be choshed that you're carrying and shifts around. They should see this for the third of Mila. With that corner, in the time of the Xer, not to make a Mila, he cannot walk around with a Mila knife. And Chaseel Ki'edim, he should have witnesses see that he covered it up, and they will be able to tell people that he wasn't Machal Shabbos. Once again, we're not passing like Rabbi Lev, we're passing the only things that must be done on Shabbos, on the Adzei for Shabbos, by a Mila on Shabbos. Oidam Rabbi Lev, that calls him Eitim, Matas Tachom, and Matas Baalzel. Rabbi Lev, hold that, after they cast, you're allowed to cut branches or trees down to burn them to make coals, and with those coals you're going to make the knife, shape the knife. That's all permitted since you need the knife for the bris mila. Once again, we do not hold that way. Rabbi Kiva disagrees and he says, "Come lach shev shabbos eitzim erev shabbos ein adayuf la shabbos." Well, lach that you could have done before Shabbos, if you did not do it or for some reason it got lost and you have to do it again on Shabbos, you cannot do it on Shabbos. The melacha that you cannot do from before Shabbos, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos, and that's part of the mitzvah, that is Deicha Shabbos, Mila on the eighth day.